What up, TPL?
Hey, how's it going?
Very well. How are you?
Doing great. Sorry in advance if we have any technical issues. We've been having a little bit of echo on the line. All right, so give us a brief intro to Daniel Rook, the man, the myth, the legend.
I am a nobody who is attempting the extraordinary and actually doing it. Who am I? The many faces. I drew my first picture in public in kindergarten, and the whole class was hovered around me. I didn't notice because I got totally lost. I looked up and I freaked out, but I realized, one, I did something they couldn't do. Two, there's nothing like it. And three, they loved it. And then the teacher walked by and said, "You must want to be a little artist when you grow up." I said, "What's that?" She said, "Someone who does that but makes a living." I said, "Awesome." So I went home. I said, "Mom, I don't want to be Superman. I want to be an artist." And I had very cool parents. And they put me in private art lessons when I was in the third grade. And I continued that until I graduated from Ringling School of Art and Design as an illustrator. And I opened my first company in 93 that was focusing on entertainment venues and the destinations. And since I was an early adapter of the computer, I was doing not only murals and designing them, but also the clubs and venues and all that and marketing them. And I opened my agency. I grew into an agency in 93, or I'm sorry, 98. And I grew that. As a full-service advertising agency that specializes, again, in destinations and entertainment. And the agency was about 10 years old, and I said, "What do we want to do next?" And we realized that we had an Xbox controller and a screen for Xbox split all around on everybody's desk. And we said, "Why don't we just focus more on this?" And this wonderful man named Scott Rubin allowed me to do work for him. And so Scott Rubin got me into the video game business, and that's what we want. That's where we are.
So you started out
So,
as an artiste, huh?
as an illustrator, yes. Professionally trained since the third grade. I've been doing this my entire life. As a product of a divorce living in Florida, I've been to Disney World twice a year since 1971. Now that I have four girls, I'm there about six times a year. Great place. But it was a natural progression to focus on that. And so about a year ago, I was inspired to step out. To accumulate all my expertise and all my experience and create the world's first experiential video game theme park and resort called Game Nation.
And for anybody who might not have heard very much about it yet, give us a brief rundown on what you're going to be doing with Game Nation here.
Imagine a park the size of Walt Disney World, Florida, with the latest technologies like Harry Potter, but they're themed the latest video games. But instead of just rides, you're totally immersed in a world of interactivity where everything you do, experience, adds to your score, your reputation, and your experience points. And this isn't just on a ride-to-ride basis. It's throughout the entire park itself. So basically, you can get as geeky as you want. You create your own avatar. You can be Derek Gage, or you could be a big ogre. It's up to you. And as you play these rides and games, you get trophies and achievements and unlockable, and you can actually take them home because it'll also be duplicated online. But as you mature your avatar, you actually unlock different sections of the park, and since you decide how the rides and the games end, you'll never play in Game Nation the same way twice.
So it's kind of like if somebody took Second Life and made it real, you can just play however you want, pretty much. That's pretty cool.
And there's a story arc that is told throughout the entire thing, and so yeah, you're a player in a real game.
So I'm assuming you can come in full costume, get and totally ready for this.
Who doesn't like the people watch? Of course, if you want to come as Batman, God bless you. This is your home.
And I understand that you left the decision for where to build Game Nation up to the fans and gamers themselves. Can you tell us a little bit about the results of that decision?
Well, the first reason why we did that is this is truly a place for gamers by gamers. and it's not a cash grab, and we're not a bunch of students. We have big corporate backgrounds, the people that are, you know, part of the project, and we certainly know what we're doing. But this is your part. And when we narrowed it down to a couple of states that we were looking at and looking at property in, we wanted to throw it against the audience because at the end of the day, you got to be happy with it. And so that's what we did. And the fans, out of the states that we picked, we put it on Facebook. We also had it. A lot of people contacted us directly. We also had other blogs, other areas. It came back as that the fans would really like to see this park built in Florida.
And your theme park has 5 worlds so far. Is that
yes.
correct? Okay. And so you just want to offer something for everyone is basically what you're doing.
Yeah, we have a medieval, we have a future, we have a cartoon, we have an alternate reality, we have a sport, but then we have one corporate world that encompasses the whole story arc. But that, if you really look at it, every video game fits one of those genres. And so we wanted to make it to, strategically appeal to several different people, and we're reserving one world for announcement later.
Oh, so there is a possibility of even more worlds being added.
Yes.
And Derek is actually on the line, despite him not saying anything this whole time. So, Derek, did you have a question?
Hi, Derek.
Hello, Rook. I'm the co-host, so I don't get to talk when I'm usually doing a big time.
I had to put him in his place.
And she said, "Derek, shut up."
I know
how it feels. I was like, "Okay, I don't want to say that." But my question would be. Basically, with the Call of Duty experience, COD XP, like, blowing up, it was all over the news. Everybody seemed to love it. Does that make you, excited that people are seeming to flock toward game-based, real-life entertainment venues?
Yeah. I mean, that's, this project has, it's very infectious. The people that are attached to it are just, are like the best in the world. Money can't buy them. And the people that have come on board, some you guys see, some you don't see yet, it's unbelievable. To me, it's a natural progression. This is what I've always wanted to do, and it made sense. So I love seeing that stuff. I think that, how we kind of came up with the idea was, I kind of told you my background. This is something I've always wanted to do by representing these kind of properties out there in the marketplace and contribute to the creative, so on and so forth. You know, probably 3 years ago, my wife and I were looking at, okay, what do we want to do next? We realized, it's probably when I was looking at getting the video game industry, but we're like, where do we want to do next? And we realized we like to live in communities, meaning where do we want to live next? And when we looked, we saw that there was a lot of golf courses. And they're in the best spots. And we're not golfers. And we really, my question that really changed everything was, I literally looked at my wife and I said, honestly, where am I supposed to park my flying car? Because one, I'm promised one, and two, I will have one. And it can't be in these communities. And so we realized real quickly that there's not a place for us. There really isn't. I didn't want a golf course. I didn't want a clubhouse. I wanted a central location where we all played games and technology came together. That's cool. But instead of a golf course, I wanted a theme park. And instead of, just visiting, I wanted to live in it 24/7 and work in it. And that's really when the idea crystallized that we got to build this place, because if we don't, no one will, and we'll all be stuck in golf courses. And there's nothing wrong with golfing, but there's a lot of us. And we found real quickly, just like to what you're saying, there's a lot of people that feel this way.
Typically, if you show up on a golf course in a Batman suit, security's going to escort you off the premises.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. It starts hitting balls your way.
I was going to ask you, tell us what makes this park so different from the other theme parks in Florida, but you basically touched on that. It's just going to be very immersive, and people will be living out fantasies from games just in real life.
Yeah, well, you right now, the parks are great. Their model works very, very well. And we don't look, we're doing something totally, totally different. And we're not even really going after theme park enthusiasts. There's a whole bunch of us that don't even, not me, because obviously I got 4 kids and I go, but there's a lot of people that don't go to theme parks, just because they're not into it. I was on the phone with someone this afternoon. I was telling me how their kids went to a theme park but couldn't wait to get home to play their DS. You know, so there's a lot of us out there. And there's also a lot of people that are active families that rather go camping or mountain climbing or some adventure like that rather than just to a theme park. And so we are catering to them. We're catering to the 72% American household that play video games, and almost 50% of American our families play video games weekly with their kids. That's who we're going after. So it's going to be different from the whole nine yards. It's not a passive. You can't have a spectator experience, but you can also choose to be more aggressive. It's going to cater to what your likes are, to the content. Quite frankly, we're just basically doing what Bill Gates and the computer industry were doing to the theme park industry, making it relevant, making it change up, and giving gamers what they want, a choice. So I don't think you feel happy, truly happy, unless you have a chance to lose. You know? Because when you win, now I'm happy. Now I'm satisfied. And I think we all strive for that, and I think we are also being encouraged to be better people, to be our better selves that way.
So you're saying it's possible to potentially, like, lose the game that you're playing there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So you don't...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, like, do you have lives that you lose, or do you just lose the entire game?
No, there is, when I say rides, games, I use those words back and forth. We are talking physical rides that have video game mechanics applied to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're not like virtual holodeck, that kind of stuff. So you get achievements, you get unlockables that allow you to do other things in the park, and that's what you're fighting for. And so, yeah, your ride might end early.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. What game zone area are you most excited about? Which world, personally?
I really like Zeradon. That's the futuristic kind of apocalyptic kind of world. That's,
you get to, like, fight aliens or something?
Yeah.
And so what kind of weapons do you get to choose from there?
Future weapons.
What game? I mean, what weapon do you choose in that? Yeah.
You're gonna make me divulge some weapons, aren't you? The guns are always great, but we have a design for a double-handed sword that's really neat, and so we're playing with that right now. It depends. I'm gonna say it just depends.
Okay, so how? A lot of people listening are hardcore gamers. How is the experience going to differ for hardcore gamers compared to casual gamers?
Well, you have a choice of how you want to play it. Again, you can run and gun, or you can sit back and appreciate the beauty. And I think that's one of the magical things about different games. We played Red Dead Redemption together.
Yes.
I mean, you can stare all day in that. I mean, just riding around on your pony. Or you can wait for, somebody to shoot you off your horse. So it's up to you how you want to play it. But you'll marvel at the beauty. You'll appreciate watching other people. If that's what you like to do, you're going to love it. If you rather get into the battle, run and gun, and get aggressive and more hardcore, you can do that too.
I have a quick question, Rook. If you do mind me calling Rook. It's funny, I know your last name is Rook, so I'm not sure if it's Mr. Rook or just Rook, but I know it's just Rook.
It's Dr. Root.
Dr. Root. Sir Root.
Wow.
Sir Root. I like Sir Root.
I feel smarter now. I am appreciated.
Professor Root.
You have a lot of different game types and there's a lot of different game companies out there. How have game companies themselves responded to the idea of being able to put their name or like their experience in the theme park like this?
Ask me that again.
How have game companies reacted to being able, responded to being able to put their games or their experiences in a theme park?
I can tell you that every kid dreams to walk down their favorite map or favorite street in their favorite map, fight their most feared villain, and save the princess. And we all feel that. We've all imagined that. Starting back from Atari, although it was 8-bit, the illustration you looked at, that's what you dreamt, that's what it represented, to now where, it's 3D in your face. We still have that. people who design these games, boy, do they have that desire. So we're making everybody's dreams come true. So it's an absolutely infectious. They love it. We've had nothing but amazing response.
Redertainment from chat wanted to know what kind of restaurants will Game Nation have. Are they going to be like video game themed restaurants?
I think someone once asked us, are we going to have Pac-Man fries with smiley faces? It's an interesting paradigm that we're looking at. I can tell you that one of my favorite foods is Gamer Grub, plug to Keith, but those kind of games that fit our genre, yes. But when you're in the world, there are going to be things that fit the actual the worlds. The mission here is to create a realistic experience that immerses you into the story. And so if the food doesn't match that world, it breaks reality, and that's no fun. So they will be catered towards the actual worlds themselves.
So I could potentially go to the medieval world and become the sellsword who goes to the pub and just drinks the mead all day and doesn't actually do anything, and then I'd lose, right?
You wouldn't lose.
I'd win.
If you didn't play, you didn't lose nor win. You just watching other people, and that's fine, and that's fun. The park's not here to make you feel bad. The park's here to challenge you to do better. That's right.
It's to make me a better person, right? To not make me the sellsword that takes the village's money.
you can be evil if you want, but the point is that you can come. It will be beautiful. You can come and relax if that's the experience you want.
I'm not sure if you can tell this, but I'm really excited about, like, role-playing in the park.
Me too.
With consoles like Kinect and Move becoming more physical, do you see these consoles being competition at all?
No.
Because sometimes gamers can be a little bit of homebodies.
No, we're going to get them off the couch. I would throw myself in that. But that's why we're catering to different experiences. But there's one of the most popular games is Madden. A lot of people play sports on the side. So there are a lot of gamers out there that are more physically active. And I think this is a great opportunity to get the gamers off the couch. You will not be able to duplicate this experience in your living room. We are talking about robotics. We're talking digital media. Yes, pyrotechnics, live actors, and yeah, animatronics on large scales. So you can't, unless you have a crazy house, but normally you don't.
In which case, you probably don't need to go to a theme park anyway, huh? If you have a house that's that amazing.
True.
You mentioned sports. There is going to be a Game Nation Sports Arena world, correct?
Yeah, Game Nation Sports.
And so that's for more people who maybe even they aren't hardcore gamers, but they like the sports games, so that they'll have that experience as well. Is there any chance of a Game Nation roadshow, or is the experience of such a scale that it can only be at the park?
No, actually, we have planned to do a world headquarters. Because we can't build a park, in the middle of a field. So our world headquarters, kind of like meets Disney Imaginarium meets Microsoft Game Studio. And we're going to open to the public. So you'll be able to experience the rise in technologies years before we open the park. And we will also take that on what's called the Game Nation Tour, exactly what you just said, where we go from city to city, you can compete. It'll be a blast.
Tiger Claw wants to know if Game Nation will have DLC. and I want to hit Derek, did you have a question?
For the Game Nation Sports Arena, I would like Game Nation MMA. So that I can get little kids in triangle chokes and choke them out, and then get a little button on my Game Nation card.
So we know who you are, and you have a reputation. And what my fear would be is that those kids will make your reputation so down, it's kind of like on Xbox when you say avoid players, that you get kicked out. But you can have fun.
Is there something like that? Because with... any type of role-playing experience, and Game Nation seems like it's going to be all about, not all about, but a big part of it will be role-playing, where it keeps track of how you're doing. What about griefers? Like, how do you guys plan on stopping or dealing with griefers, or is that like allowed?
Well, I honestly meant what I just said. And we've been to E3 together many times. Downtown LA, not the best place in the world, right?
Rook saved our lives in downtown LA, I would like to say. Because we were in a sports bar with a bunch of rowdy people, and there was another guy there with us that was rooting for Boston during the World Basketball Championships in LA, rooting against Boston. Rooting for Boston against LA in a bar full of hardcore LA fans, and I swear I thought we were going to die. And Rook got us out of it by yelling at a manager. It was great. It was badass. I thought they actually brought the security guards were standing around Rook, and Rook was like, "Why are you standing here? Don't talk to me anymore. Go." I was like, "Rook is badass."
And then there was a mini riot. It was wonderful.
Yeah, and then a riot broke out. So we had to
leave. Right in front of the hotel. Anyway, what we're talking about. So we, besides that time, generally, you know, LA, downtown LA is pretty transformed when the game conventions come. People are helping each other. People giving others rides. Some people buying drinks. Maybe me buying you more drinks than you buy me, which I think is our history. And it becomes a great place. We're a very self-policing community. And so that aspect is very, very important. So I do anticipate that. And, of course, your reputation depends how you play. People are going to be able to rank you, so on and so forth. So that allows to identify really, really great players, the ball to the top, and also some people who might be a problem.
That's me. He's talking about me, everybody.
I think he is.
Well, Heck says in chat says Derek's going to be power bombing little kids in Game Nation MMA, and if they can't handle the fight, don't get in the ring. That's what I'm saying.
For anybody who doesn't want to go to Game Nation and grief others, what's the best way for them to become a fan?
Right now, I would say join our fan page. If you go to demandgamenation.com. You can sign up for the Game Nation Army, and our Facebook's right there on the homepage, so you can jump in and like it on Facebook. I will tell you that there's a lot of decision-making and decisions that have to be made, so we're going to be including you guys in a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of great stuff. So if you want to have a voice, if you want to have to chime in, that's how you can do it.
So if this is an exciting thing for you, don't hesitate. Go ahead and get on board right now.
Oh, yeah, you have to now. Otherwise, you're going to miss some great historic events that, you know, I can tell you, although I don't think our Facebook chimed in as much on our actual fan page as much, a lot of people came back and said, well, we didn't know. And I'm like, I can't, you know, we alerted everybody as best we can. So I would say go there, like it, get in the database, and – you know, you'll help just make major decisions for the park. And we want that.
And Derek, you had something?
Remember, Rook, you already promised me the last time we talked that I get free admission. Loosely was not on the phone then, so sorry, Loosely, you did not get the free admission like I do. I just want to remind you, because when it opens, I'm going to be there on opening day. I'm going to be ready to go, and I want to be able to just walk in and get my hand stamped. I don't want to give them a check or anything. Or credit
but he card. Has to make sure that I'm there to watch him walk in.
Yeah, and then I want Lucy to be waiting in line, having to pay while I walk in to Game Nation. I want to be the first person in Game Nation.
Well, I can promise you this. We probably won't be taking checks.
If I have the equivalent in food stamps, I believe I should be able to get in. By law, you cannot refuse food stamps. If you sell food inside of
the property,
if you sell food inside, by law, my food stamps will be good enough to get me in there.
Well, does that mean your food stamps will be good enough for you to buy food? But if I don't let you in the gate, you never have that opportunity.
Don't try to use your facts on me, sir.
One of our chatters, and this is honestly his name, the Analingus Bandit, actually has a good question. He asks if there are plans to expand the park into its own line of games.
Of course.
Like the Disney Connect game, where you can, like, will I be able to visit Game Nation via my Connect, like I can Disney World? That'd be kind of cool.
You are going to, the online experience as well as the offline, and all that we are making a very physical world, is going to be very, very important, so that you can be there as much and forever, so on and so forth. So there's absolutely a very strong online model attached to this.
And Derek, did you have any other questions?
No, I'm good. I'm excited. I'm ready to go to Game Nation.
So is there anything that we didn't hit on that you wanted to talk about, Rook?
No. I just wanted to, you know, give you guys an opportunity to find out what you want to find out, you know?
Yeah, I think I was sold in the first 2 minutes.
I appreciate that.
I was sold as soon as you said I could body slam 8-year-olds. That was, I'm down with that.
We're having a little bit of echo difficulties.
Yeah, I noticed.
I can fix that real quick, but I'm going to have to call everybody back.
Well, I think, was there anything else that we wanted to say?
It's your show, you tell me. You can call me back. I'm just driving right now.
That is,
it stopped raining. I hope that wasn't too annoying, but I pulled over to, but it stopped raining, so.
I will do a call back because I think I don't want to stop Rook from his big end speech, which is, I'm pretty sure it's coming. I'm looking forward to it. So give me 1 second. And we all should be back now.
Okay.
Robert Henderson. Hey.
Hi.
Robert Henderson, that was funny.
You're good.
Totally bad. Give us a final speech demanding everybody go to Game Nation.
The final speech. I don't, it was a lot of echo, so maybe it got messed up. But you know, this really, we really do care what you guys think. We care you know, what we are putting together, it's for you. We really do. So we do really do pay attention to what you guys are asking, within reason, because we've had some outlandish asks. But I would encourage you to spread the word. So I guess, well, let me say this, and I guess it is a speech. You know, I obviously we're friends, and we're real friends because we've actually seen each other. I love you guys, and I love the podcasting community. You know, obviously, that was my first breaking into the industry was with this. So I really enjoy catering, obviously, to the Rooks and the Rooks too. It's important that you guys jump on, and we've turned out some big interviews because right now we want to grow our fan base with the real gamers because we're asking real information. And we're really trying to take good feedback from you guys as we design the park and as different levels and different decision-making come. We want to throw it against you. And I just want to say, that's why I'm asking to your friend, please have them join the Facebook, join the Army, because that way you guys can have an input to really decide some really big decisions coming up. We have some real big decisions coming up.
One last question about people who might be listening. Say they're in the position where they really like the idea and they want to go ahead and try to invest in this. How should they go about doing that?
You can always contact Game Nation on the website, and whatever question or subject matter you want to talk about, that's the most appropriate thing to do.
Okay.
Like one of our chatters is going to, has a few.
That was his question. That was GZ in chat wanted to know.
That guy, look, GZ, this isn't like a like Kickstarter where you can drop in a couple of bucks. This is big time. This is Walt Disney stuff. So, or is it like never mind. I was gonna say I wouldn't mind getting on the ground floor, but I don't think I qualify.
Derek puts down his $2.
That's an exciting thing to like imagine if you could be on the ground floor of like Disney World or Universal Studios or something like that. Like when they're going around saying, "Oh, we're going to buy this plot of land. We're going to put up a thing with a giant mouse and a couple of castles." You had a vision to say, "You know what? I want to get in on that." You'd be living a lifestyle. You'd be the man. Now you have the chance again. I want $15.
I believe your original investment would make you a several time over billionaire.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I've already asked everything I wanted to ask, Derek.
I'm all set too.
Okay.
Cool.
So thank you so much for coming on the show. It was really great hearing from you again. We haven't really spoken much since, I guess, Red Dead days.
Yes. I've been building a park.
I know. It's time consuming.
I'm supposed to be jumping on gears, man, and I can't even go do that because I am not.
You're not going
to
be on gears?
I'm not even going to be on gears. I have my two copies waiting for me collecting dust at GameStop because I had a meeting that was called and I got to go. Batman's in the car running.
That's all right, well.
It's worth passing up gears, and that's very hard to say.
Yeah.
Very hard for me to say.
Well, we really appreciate you taking out the time to come on here and talk to us about this.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So, www.demandgamenation.com, correct?
Go get it.
And I'll put it on the website.
Facebook.com/GameNation, too.
Yes.
Cool. Bye, Rook.
All right, thanks, Rook.
Bye, guys.